You're listening to KEXP. We're at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. So excited to have Kevin Morby and his band live in studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
What do you think of our new home?
Love it. Great to be here. Thank you for having us again.
We're so excited to have you here tonight. You're playing the beautiful Tractor Tavern, and you've got songs from your new record, Singing Saul.
Indeed.
What's coming up first?
The first song is called Cut Me Down.
Take it away. Kevin Morby live on KEXP.
Birds will gather at my sight. Tears will gather in my eyes. Throw my head and cry. As vultures circle in the sky. And you're going to do what you came here to do. So why not do it now? Oh, and cut me down. See it in them now, they're gonna cut me down.
So beautiful. Kevin Morby live on KEXP, the new album called Singing Saw.
Feel that piano play, it go like breath. I want some, oh, a drag off your cigarette. And I was thinking about a song that I heard when I was young. And I was wondering about its trumpeter, how he could get those horns to talk. They'd go like, in my eyes, on my head, oh, and babe, you know I'll cry. And I was thinking about the places I'd been, all with you, always at my side. Like a baby, oh, I held my head and cried. Come on, Dorothy, oh, you know we could go all night. Fill a room up with smoke. You know I got the first round as we tell all the stories told. And I would pretend that you were new, like I was just introduced to you. And all the music in my ears sounds beautiful down here. And I could hear that drummer roll as I listen to that choir cry. Guitar weeping, I could feel those pipers pipe. And all the beauty I couldn't see, well, it just cut me at my knees. And I was watching the old men fish, and they'd all give their catch away. And I could hear a woman singing, and I could feel that piano play. Tears were gathered in my eyes, on my head, on pain, you know that I cry. Like a baby, oh, I held me out of my head and cried. Come on, talking, oh, you know we could go all night.
Thank you.
Kevin Morby live on KEXP. Songs from the new album, Singing Saw. Man, it's so great to hear these songs live that I've been enjoying from the record for so long. That was wonderful. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
Kevin, you have made so much music for your young life. I have lost track of the number of records you were on with Woods. I want to say like 4. You had a couple with the Babies. Mm-hmm. And now 3 beautiful solo albums. You're still in your 20s, aren't you?
I am. I'm 28 years old.
That's crazy. We know when we think of those bands that you've been in, I mostly think of, or and I announce it on the air, New York and mm-hmm. L.A., but you're a Midwest boy. You grew up in several cities in the Midwest, but mostly in Kansas City.
Yes, that is true.
I'm curious what your introduction was to music, especially since you have so much to share with us at such a young age. When did you start playing music?
I started playing music around when I was 10 years old. I got a guitar from my mom for Christmas. And I think at the time, I was only really introduced to sort of like popular 90s radio. It's kind of embarrassing now, but bands like Third Eye Blind and Semisonic, stuff like that. Not embarrassing, no disrespect to those bands, but...
I think we've all got some of those in our history, in fact, probably a lot of them.
And then that sort of led to like punk music that was on the radio, like Green Day or something, which eventually just led into, you know, Bob Dylan and Neil Young.
Were you playing in bands when you were young?
Not until high school. Not until high school.
And what kind of bands were those? Cover bands of those Third Eye Blind?
No, I was heavily into punk at that point. I was in a punk band. I played drums in called the Creepy Aliens. That was the first band that I ever went on tour with.
What was the music scene like for you in Kansas City? I know when you lived in New York, I mean, there's just so much to choose from, so many musicians there, so many scenes.
It was really cool. It was really special. I feel like it really helped mold what interested me into wanting to go to New York and sort of navigate that DIY scene that was happening in New York at that time. Because everything that was happening in New York was sort of just what was happening in Kansas City, but on a larger scale. And I feel like with Kansas City, there's so much turnover of people coming in and out because of the art school there, and people who grow up there, generally, they end up leaving. But I caught it at a really nice time in space where there's a lot of bands kind of working together from a bunch of different genres. Because it's in the Midwest, there's not a lot of bands coming through, so it's kind of like everyone bonds to kind of make their own little scene. So on any given show, there's a bunch of different bands that are all sort of different, and you wouldn't go to another city and there'd be like a punk band and a folk band and a jazz band. But in Kansas City, it was like that. Everyone kind of worked together, and that was special.
Your journey to New York is sort of like a folk song. You kind of hopped on a train. You'd never been there before. You were only 18 years old. What was that like?
It was really exciting. It was very frightening, but it was exciting. I took the Amtrak by myself, and I thought at some point I'd turn around and get on the one going back to Kansas City, but I didn't.
And you loved New York, didn't you?
I loved it. I really did.
But you live in Los Angeles now, and it seems like that's a pretty peaceful place for you. I read about the writing of this record, which, is it based on your neighborhood in Los Angeles?
Yes, Mount Washington. And yeah, very peaceful, especially coming from New York and touring all the time. It's sort of like the most rural environment that I'd ever been immersed in.
It's a beautiful, beautiful record, and I understand that you mostly wrote it at home, and then you went back to New York to record it?
Yes, I did, because I worked with Sam Cohen, who produced it, and he lives in Brooklyn, but we ended up recording in Woodstock, so it kind of mirrored the environment in which I wrote it.
And I'm interested to know how you met Sam. I sort of read a story about a show you played with him.
Yeah, I met him at a recreation of The Last Waltz, called The Complete Last Waltz, in, I forget where, somewhere in upstate New York. And it's this very last-minute thing where I was asked to do it like a week before it happened, and it happened the day before Thanksgiving in 2014. And I got the offer to do it, and I saw who else was playing. I saw that members of Dr. Dog and Cass McCombs and Nels Klein from Wilco was playing it. And so it was one of those things I couldn't tell how legitimate it seemed or if it would be cool at all. But I decided to go do it, and it was amazing. It was an amazing life moment. The whole show was incredible, and then I met Sam, and Sam was he was the leader of this like 30-piece band, and watching him sort of conduct that volume of people and be able to do it in the way that he did it, it made me really want to work with him, and I'm really glad that I did.
I know that you worked with the same producer for your first two albums, The Babies, so trying something different probably was exciting, especially after working with Sam. What was he on this big project with the band show? What was he able to bring to the process that you hadn't done before?
I think he's just one of those people that he can kind of do anything. He can kind of play any instrument. He can kind of see any idea through. So any crazy thing that like I thought up on my own that might have seemed insane to somebody else, Sam was kind of like, okay, we can make that happen. So that's what's really special about him.
It's interesting that you talk about all this stuff that you can make happen on the record, yet the record has a lot of space.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm glad you noticed.
It's beautiful. I mean, I think it takes a really great songwriter to make such a dense album that has so much space. I know that seems like an oxymoron.
No, thank you.
Not an oxymoron is, but opposites.
I know what you're saying.
The new album's called Singing Saw Tonight. Kevin Morby and his band are going to be at the Tractor Tavern. What do you got for us next?
A song called Destroyer. Have you seen my lover with the long blonde hair? Everything we did just went so wrong. Last time that I saw, she was standing there. Now I've come to wonder where she's gone. Where she's gone, Lord, where she's gone, Lord. Now I've come to wonder where she's gone. And
missing my mother, she's out looking for my father. Didn't think that he'd be gone this long. She's gone where you can't go, but I let her have her fun. Now I've come to wonder where she's gone. Where she's gone, Lord, where she's gone, Lord. Now I've come to wonder where she's gone. Sister, she looks just like me. Looking into her is like a mirror. And when we were young, we weren't two but one. Sometimes I come to wonder where she's gone. Where she's gone, Lord. Where she's gone. Without a kingdom, without a bird over my head. Believe what they told you, or what I heard, or what I said. And now I go down towards the water in which we cry. And now I go down towards the dirt in which we died, 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 died. Get so loud that it comes rushing at my mouth. Oh, you'll probably wonder where I've gone. Where I've gone, Lord, where I've gone, Lord. Oh, you'll probably wonder where I've gone. Destroyers. Destroyers, uh-oh. Skies cry for hours, dropping peace bombs, collecting prayers. Sky that mirrors, sky that stares, as I sing. I have been to the mountain,
have walked on his shore. And I have seen what I've seen, but I can't see him no more. Run a mad, make an echo, destroy the destroyer, do it fast. That man lived in this town till that pig took him down. And have you heard the sound of a man's God breathing? Please. Watch me sing what I sing. Watch me sing along. 'Cause that's it. I have been to the mountain, and I have walked on his shore. And I have seen what I see, but I can't see him no more.
Thank you. That sounded fantastic. Kevin Morby live on KEXP. You have the best band.
I know. They're incredible.
Meg wailing away on that guitar over there and vocals. Justin on the drums, Cyrus on bass. And Kevin, always so wonderful to see you.
Always wonderful to see you, Cheryl.
And we love the new record, Singing Saw. And there is an actual Singing Saw on the record.
There is. John from Quilt, who's been in here recently.
Yeah, we love Quilt. Yeah. That's great. And tonight, Kevin Morby playing at the Tractor Tavern. So wonderful to see you. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.